Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She's a 10 here for Kevin Arnold. But right. When she gets to Scottsdale within, I would say, let's say 8 weeks, her self-esteem would be so beat down that you actually have a shot.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So there's many factors
in play. How do you think I got Shannon? There's no chance if she was here, I would have gotten her. But I got her in Arizona when she was already beaten down.
Thought it was heat stroke.
No.
So many factors.
Maddie, what'd you think of that math?
They added up, I think.
It's Chad slash Mike, definitely drab at the bottom. I'm in the middle somewhere.
Right. You're second.
I'm second?
Yeah, you're really above third. Me. Really, you're above me.
But I'm not a people pleaser, but I do really like everyone.
Well, you're not pleasing me right now, that's for sure.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, here we are, rested, well-refreshed, and ready to go on a Friday at the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike is not here today. He was here yesterday.
He was here yesterday.
He was there yesterday.
He's got a certain type of energy when Mike O'Mara comes through here.
Is it still lingering?
No, it was... What's the best way to put it? It's not like when Dad comes. It's
okay.
Like, so Mike's... look, I know he's my business partner and your business partner, but right. He's still our boss, right?
Sure, he's the man in charge.
So it's having your friend who you know doesn't want to be there and also your boss there.
Right.
That dynamic just draws like some really positive and fun energy and
yes.
Then dark energy and then fun energy. At the
yes.
Tail end, after we were done with the show, like seeing Carla and little Michael, Shannon actually said it best. She's like, I wish they lived... They live closer because they're so fun and they have such great energy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mike alone, I can't say that.
Yeah.
But
together.
Carla, Michael, and Mike, I mean, sure. that's a 10 out of 10.
Well, since we couldn't have Mike in today, we wanted to bring in somebody we could talk to. I know, you know, you and I can't fill the 4 hours.
No.
4 hours like we're on the radio. Anyway, our talking head comes to us, Mike. I'm sorry, Oscar. From Scottsdale, Arizona. He got up this morning before daylight.
Nice.
To join us.
Thank you.
Say hi to Mike Oppenheim. Mike.
Another
Mike.
Joining us today. Another Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Mike, the Phoenix area, Scottsdale, God bless you. You made the right decisions in life. I don't know if the overall population is, as you know, we have ties back in Scottsdale.
Yeah, what is your history? What is your history? Thumbnail it for us with Arizona.
Oh, so Big O and Dukes. We were on KZON for a good, I would say, 9 months, 10 months. We murdered. We took names, and then they quickly said, we're going to flip this format because all you guys do is kill radio stations. And then
yes.
They moved us back to D.C.
Big O and Dukes is kind of like the cat in the nursing home, isn't it?
When it decides
to lay on someone's lap, the person dies.
We are station killers.
Yes.
Now, that being said, was probably the best sub-calendar year, if it was a year, best year of my life I've ever had. In Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale area. It was fantastic. Now, a lot has changed as of late. We've gone back a handful of times, Chad and I have. But still, you can't beat the idea of sitting outside and enjoying what is essentially winter.
Yes.
But a mild summer when you're in mm-hmm. Phoenix.
Well, I know this, that when I connected with Mike this week, I said, it's really nice of you to offer to be a talking head, and he's got a great backstory and good stuff to talk about. But I said, you know, with the time difference, you're going to have to get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
He says, I have to get up that way anyway, because it's the only time it's cool enough to walk my dog.
We forget that people actually have regular jobs for a living or have
right.
responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to wake up early to take my dog out, I probably would. But
sure.
I would not be, no worries, guys. I'm up anyways because I love my dog.
Right, exactly.
What about the night? The evening's nice and cool, right? Why in the morning?
Actually, the evenings are way hotter here.
They are?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Damn it.
Well, actually, that's not true. If I stay up till midnight, it definitely cools off by then. But
Fair. Yep. So, Mike, how did you discover the show?
Actually, it's through you, Oscar, through Big O Dukes.
Salute.
And yeah, I came on very early, though. My friend introduced me to Big O Dukes and the whole like DC terrestrial radio scene right after the station flip. So WJFK like happens, and then I get into Big O Dukes, and then I started feverishly downloading episodes, and then I like was doing some Googling, and it said, "Oh, Oscar Santana's paired up with Mike O'Mara," and I'm like, "Well, Mike O'Mara, holy shit."
Yeah.
Then I started listening to this podcast pretty much around like Pearl Harbor when it started.
The same way when Mike asked me to sit in. I said, look, man, let's give this 2 weeks. I don't want to be, the odd man out, which I still am technically.
Pony's the odd man out.
But it was like one of the kindest things he's ever done. And it was like a blood pact where if it's not working in 2 weeks, then I'll just go and do something else. And you guys enjoy the show. Thank you for mentioning Big O and Dukes. I just saw the guys last night, and the idea that we were on such a big superstation, maybe even some of the listeners that listen now, the newer listeners, and maybe younger listeners, there used to be a radio station that had all of these shows on one station.
It was literally the kind of station that when you turned your car on in the morning, you had it on, and it was still on when you went home at night. It was an amazing, amazing lineup. But I love that Mike jumped on after they flipped four. He's like the guy that watched Lost after it got canceled.
I did the same thing, so I really can't hate on Mike for that.
I'm not hating on
Mike.
I think it's
Mike,
great.
If you don't mind me asking, if and you can certify this, and I feel like I'll let you talk in a second. My apologies. I always tell the guys that when you're in the Southwest, especially in the Scottsdale area, that when you're in your 30s, it's really like your 20s, and when you're in your 40s, you're like in your 30s, because the entire culture there, as my mom would say, really helps you justify you not growing up. Because she talks about my friends in Phoenix. She goes, ¿Por qué el señor Michael no se ha casado todavía? Which is why he hasn't got married yet. I said, I don't know, because he thinks he's 30, but he's actually in his 40s. Is that still the case these days?
I'm going to have to say yes. I'm 39, so I'm in the final year of my douchebag 30s. And
hold tight, man.
4 years ago, I got married this year. We're going to try to have kids, so I won't be a late dad like Mike style, but I'm, definitely.
Yeah, I'm on the Mike path myself. Every time Shan says it, I'm like, look at Mike. Look how happy he is.
Yeah, exactly. Look how happy he is. I know that, Mike, you just you got married. You're a newlywed, but here's what's wild. His wedding day is February of this year. You couldn't get too much closer to COVID and not have your wedding affected. What's it been like? How close was your wedding to when everything got locked down?
Yeah, so the wedding date was February 16th, the first time I heard of the Wuhan virus, as it was being called, in late January.
Right.
It was just kind of an internet meme. It was like, let's make fun of China, ha ha ha.
Right.
And I had two guests say, are you nervous about COVID? Are you going to cancel the wedding? And I just kind of stared at my now wife and was like, I have no idea what they're talking about, but no, the wedding's on. Everyone came, no issues. Everyone left. We went on our honeymoon to New Orleans. We came back from New Orleans, and I think Trump went on the air like maybe 2 days later to declare, that we're shut down till Easter or whatever, and that was it.
Wow.
Wasn't that a little too late, wouldn't you say, Mike? I'm just kidding. Are we looking at you through a peephole? I feel like a pervert.
Oh, yeah. So this is my awesome Macintosh computer that is from 2012. It's very, very advanced and good, but it does have this, like, crescent shape.
I just didn't know if that was an effect or...
if you're watching on video today, if you're watching on video, it's like on a sitcom looking through binoculars. They've got sort of just a rounded edge on the
there
screen.
There he is, Mike in Scottsdale.
So you said that, and bless you, man, you're a fruitcake enthusiast. I love that. And so you're a fruitcake purchaser. You said you also have other memorabilia. What do you have from the show that you treasure?
The fruitcake is the thing I treasure the most, but I've been a bonus show subscriber.
Thank you.
And I got my t-shirt, which I can't find. I was going to wear it, so I'm not as hard as I thought. The problem is that back then I was wearing the XL, and I've been doing the old intermittent fasting like Mike for a couple years.
You're
now,
losing weight though. There's a big difference. You look good.
Kept it, so yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Maybe Mike needs that effect on his camera with the rounded edges. Yeah, maybe he would look better.
Can I, Mike, this is going to be really awkward, and I know it's going to be painful for me in one way or another.
Right.
Can you power rank both the cast members of Big O and Dukes, just the three, the big three, and the big three from the Mike O'Mara show. Like, I want, so six up. Like, who are your favorites?
You know what? I have to ask if we can amend this, yes. Because in his letter, he said, and I quote, he's even a fan of Pony. So I would like to throw Pony into the power ranking, if that's
Maddie,
okay. And Maddie, too. Yeah, please.
It's a salvation.
Wow. So do I throw Jester into
it? Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Jester's fine.
This is one of the hardest questions I've ever been asked.
So you've got two of your favorite shows.
Right.
I mean, they're definitely my two favorite shows. I
yes.
To both of them religiously.
Okay.
I'm a crossover fan. I don't.
You got to name names.
I just want to make this clear, though. I do not report back to either show about you. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. There's a lot of cross promotion.
No, I'm a listener.
Thank you.
But let's see. I would say, you know, there's relatability, and then there's like who I'm checking in to hear. So when Mike's on fire and when Chad's on fire.
Oh. Man, this is gonna be tough.
You know, I know my best interest, which is it's a tie. I'm just gonna.
Okay, fair. That means that I'm number three, clearly.
Hold on, is that a tie for first place or a tie for last place?
I would say relatability. This is gonna shock everyone, but I would say Oscar for sure.
Like, thank you. I'll take it. Like, I'll take the sloppy seconds. No problem.
What a great booking this has been so far.
Thank you, sir.
We did meet once on stage at a Big O Dukes event, and I was trying to beat you in one of the games where you can name the more, you know, cinematic, the movie one.
Yes. Did you beat me? Sandler,
and I was playing you to have you be my Facebook friend, and you beat me because I didn't remember the name Click. And
yeah.
So you're still not my Facebook friend. So for that, you know, I might want to demote you a little more. But
Well, did we have a good time? That's the most important part.
We had a good time.
Okay. Good.
Spoken like a true alcoholic.
Fun
did we had. Have
fun,
a good time?
Fun was had.
Fun is great. Fun's yes. The best thing to have.
Lots of Miller Lights that night.
Yeah, and then I would say, and then it's Rob, and then Maddie or Pony Boy.
Ooh, this is tough.
Yeah, Jester's at the tail end already.
And Drab's still in the mix, huh?
No, Drab's going to be at my bottom, but...
Oh, damn!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Yeah.
Okay,
that one's easy, and if he hears this,
why don't we get there now? Why is Drab at the bottom? For many reasons.
He is, you know, I told you this is on my relatability and entertainment index. He is the least relatable person of all seven. He is definitely entertaining, but he's a space alien to me.
He is. Hi, Drab. I hope you get a copy of this from someone.
I'm going to get this, and I'm probably screwing myself over for some future events.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah.
So, but
no,
so
all those shows, they actually do compliment each other. If anyone
so
else listens,
it's Chad slash Mike, definitely Drab at the bottom. I'm in the middle somewhere.
Right. I'll no, take, you're second. Okay, you're okay, second.
I'm second.
Yeah, you're really above third. Me. Really, you're above me.
But I'm not a people pleaser, but I do really like everyone. And that
well, you're Drab, not
so.
You're not pleasing me right now. That's for sure. you said in your letter you're an open book, and we don't have to go into this if you don't want to, but it was a fascinating one line in your letter talked about an international incident in 2017 that the Mike O'Mara show was there to get you through because it was, as I surmised from the letter, a rather dark period in your life. Can I ask about this international incident?
You totally can. It's dark, but it actually might help someone listening. So
okay.
I'm a rare case. I'm a victim of an international child abduction.
Oh, whoa.
I mentioned having children. Yeah, so I had a child with my first wife when I lived in California, and she is a U.S. citizen, also a Thai citizen. And after our divorce, I gave her legal permission to take our son to Thailand to see his relatives, and she never came back.
Oh, my God. Wow. Jeez.
I spent a fortune and went through the State Department and I did everything that you're legally allowed to do. And I filed an international Hague application. I had international lawyers calling each other and billing me for the calls. I very dark times, literally like bottom of the barrel depression because I did everything that ethically you're supposed to do. I trusted my ex-wife. I let her go.
Right.
Thank God, things have actually kind of worked out. I've been managing to keep in touch with the family, and I get to Skype and talk to my son every week. So
that's great.
You know, he loves me. I can't explain what's going on, and I'm not going to. I've decided that it's not worth it for his psyche. I'm just, and even talking about this, you know, if he sees this when he's older, it's not going to be a huge deal, but I plan to just kind of.
We'll respect your privacy.
Go back to why I released the show. You guys really were like, it was just like this blessed hour and 20 minutes a day where I could just like listen to people talking and laughing. And, you know, you guys were going through stuff too. And like Oscar had, you know, thrown the iPad and, you know.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, he also went through the, you went through the State Department for that, didn't you?
No, it was the WWE.
Oh, that's right.
They asked
I forgot.
Me to stop tweeting.
And I don't mean that lightly. I mean, really, that's what, when you guys on all these shows really just get into it, that's like the total appeal for me. It's just real, real talk.
Let me ask you just for those not in the know, It's not like you can just go over there and grab your kid and bring him back, right? It's not like Taken.
No,
I would be arrested on the spot. Yeah. Her father is wealthy; he was bribing people, I'm sure. And yeah, they don't have rights to a lawyer. The State Department told me under no circumstances can we protect you if you go there. I obviously booked a ticket the day it happened.
Of course,
the State Department talked me out of it. So,
did you find? And this is. I've never known anyone who has been in this sort of situation before. Did you find the State Department helpful? Or did you feel that they were more?
No. No, not at all. And this gets political, so I'm going to stay out of it.
It's fine.
All right, okay.
The opposite happened to Rob when he was a kid. He was left.
Yes, exactly. It was another Liam Neeson movie called Forgotten.
Actually, I'm joking with my wife about how my son's from a broken home, and I mentioned... She calls you REO Speedwagon.
Really? That's a nice name. I'll take that.
Speedwagon, so she says, she listens, in the background and stuff. And so she's,
Well, I applaud you. I applaud you for getting through that and also for taking the high road and repairing that relationship as well as you can with your son. And we wish you all the best with that. I thank you for sharing it because it's a dynamic story.
Can we end on a high note?
We do. He has got a neat career. Oh. And he's got a storied past. Is it true you've written 5 novels?
Whoa!
I've written 5 novels. I've written 3 nonfiction books. Actually, if I can just really quick plug, I have a website with all this.
Absolutely.
www.mikeyopp.com. MikeyOpp.
I'm down with OPP.
Yeah, there you go. I make a TV show about my book. It's me reading my books out loud. So it's called Books Out Loud.
Cool.
Like it.
But anyway, back to the career part because they're tied in together. So I was a novelist and I was writing novels, and then I got a master's degree in writing, which let me teach ESL, creative writing, and other English stuff that, outside of the English world is just worthless.
Right.
I did teach for many years, and then I was moving to Arizona and I wanted a different career because the ESL market here isn't great. So a friend turned me on to this thing called book indexing, which to this day, if I didn't have this job, I wouldn't know what it is. But, when you go into the back of a book and there's an index.
Yes.
And you look up because you want to find someone. Well, some yokel has to write those, and that yokel is me.
So you have to read every book cover to cover, right?
Like 3 to 4 books a week. I sometimes less, and I index all the backs of them. I don't get my name in a publishing credit, but I've done some, interesting books, and sometimes I'll be in a bookstore and I'll see a book I did and I'll just look in the back. It's a nice little vanity moment.
Now at this point I would think at 4 books a week and that kind of voracious consumption of information, your brain must almost be full. Or do you still absorb facts? Would you be great on Jeopardy?
I love Jeopardy. I watch it all the time. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I think I'm not gonna ever be as good as what's his name from Vegas, that John, what's his name,
Well, I don't know. I always think of Ken Jennings, and then there's the crazy guy from Vegas. Yeah.
Don't we have a listener that went on?
Yeah, Frumpkin. Josh Frumpkin was it?
Frumkiss.
Yeah. Frumkiss, that's right. REO Speedwagon was his
Speedwagon.
Name. That's right. So what is your knowledge retention when you're going through so many? I would think you have to almost keep it at a surface level, and you don't absorb everything, or are you the kind of brain that holds on to a lot of information?
I hold on to a lot. I hold on to what's interesting or what, is not offensive as in snowflake offensive, but actually just blows my mind. I just did a book on the Russian Revolution. We're complaining about how much we fight in this
Russian czars.
It should be, but oh my God, the level it gets to when you have the white and red armies fighting. And
what do you know about Anastasia? Nothing. All right, moving on.
Okay.
So
I have one last question, if that's okay.
Somebody's laughing out there.
I was going to say, sorry, I'm not going to ask my Anastasia question. No, my last question is when we have someone from another city, and Scottsdale is so far removed from Washington, D.C., couldn't be any more different out there. How is the mood regarding the COVID there? Are you seeing masks? I know you're not in the college, but you're near the college. So what's the mood and what's going on under there?
The mood has shifted severely, thankfully, because I think when evidence is this close to your face, it's hard to keep lying. But along the way, it was a bumpy journey. My neighbor's car said, "Fear is the only virus." And he would drive around in circles. I had a pool guy come, and I said, "Do you want me to put a mask on?" Because he needed to talk. And he's like, "Why? I don't believe in that." Ugh. And I was like, "Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know yet, science." For sure. But he wasn't saying bad about the masks. He was saying the virus.
Like, yeah, the virus.
That has shifted, though. We had, like, record deaths, except Florida and Texas dwarfed us, I think, by a tiny bit. But seeing as our population is a micro, you know, of what they are, it was pretty devastating. And so now everyone's wearing masks. Some of the restaurants are open. The governor closed all the gyms. But really what it was the bar scene. Going to bars, doing shots, talking loud, still in the face. No,
I think they're bulletproof.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm glad that that seems to have reversed. We want to thank you.
I have a quick question.
Oh, yeah, please. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know you're a married man, but when I left Phoenix, I would tell you, like, every single one of, you know, guys and girls for that matter, just attractive. Has that changed at all?
No, I'm extremely ugly for this area. I am, like, bottom of the, like, I walk into places and, you know, I might as well just be sitting in, like, a clown seat in the corner. I am invisible. Everyone here is a freaking 10. Everyone. Yeah. It's unreal. And the 50-year-olds look like they're 30.
It's just disgusting.
Like, it's horrible.
I used to think I looked young, and I go back and I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, Oscar introduced me to the phrase Arizona 5.
Which is
essentially a DC-8.
Well, let me rewind. This is pro tip for all you guys out there. Maybe you don't have the best luck. Maybe that's your game to meet girls is just tough. And you dreamt of dating a woman from the area that, you know, if we're going to be chauvinistic, we'd go 1 to 10. Let's say they're 10, a dime piece.
Right.
You'll never get a dime piece in the DMV. But if you go to Arizona roughly 5 to 7 weeks after they just arrived. So say like your Winnie Cooper moves to Scottsdale. She's a 10 here for Kevin Arnold. But when she gets to Scottsdale within, I would say, let's say 8 weeks, her self-esteem would be so beat down that you actually have a shot.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So there's many factors
at play.
How
do you think I got Shannon? There's no chance if she was here, I would have gotten her, but I got her in Arizona when she was already beaten down.
Thought it was heat stroke.
No.
So many
Maddie, what'd you think of that math?
It added up, I think.
Well, speaking of lovely women, we want to thank your wife, Alana, for letting you join us today. And you probably had to wake her up to do this, so she's very kind. We thank your dog, Pablo.
A
lovely Yorkie. And do you have anyone else you want to say hi to before we turn you loose, Mike?
Oh, my gosh. My mom and dad, obviously.
That's sweet.
Cool.
That's
sweet. Awesome. Well, we appreciate it. And remember, if you want to be a TMOS talking head, it's real easy. Just send me an email, robb@mikeomarashow.com. Mike, you're a pleasure.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks, man.
And so easy to work with. And I'm glad things seem to be shaping up for you. And look forward to that first anniversary. You can kiss your wife with no mask on. It'll be great.
Have a good one, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's Mike Oppenheim from Scottsdale, Arizona.
You ruled.
He was great. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My girlfriend's wonderful, though. I listen to everything my girlfriend says. I don't mean she bosses me around. I just listen to everything she says because before I had a girlfriend, I never had someone who's always standing next to me who can just point out obvious things that are happening. Like, we'll be in a restaurant and my girlfriend will be like, "You ordered your food an hour ago. It should be here by now." And I'm like, "Yeah, it should." It's like having a lawyer for everyday life. She'll be like, "The bus driver shouldn't talk to you that way." And I'm like, "No, he shouldn't." And now when I'm not with my girlfriend, you can still do anything to me. I will tolerate any treatment. Like, I'll book a ticket on some garbage airline. You know, I don't want to name an actual airline, so let's just make one up. Let's call it, like, Delta Airlines. So I'll book a ticket on Delta Airlines. And I'll show up at the airport, and I go, "Can I get on the plane now, please?" And they go, "No, it's delayed 9 hours. And I go, "Okay." And then I go to the bathroom. And then I come out of the bathroom, and I go, "Any updates?" And they go, "Yeah, we took off while you were in the bathroom because we hate you." Now take this meal voucher that doesn't work. Go fetch.
And I go, okay. And I go over to the Wolfgang Puck Express and I go, can I have a sandwich, please? And they go, no. And I go, okay. And they go, you're a little fat girl, aren't you? And I go, no. And they go, say it. And I go, I'm a little fat girl.
And then I go over to the Delta Help Desk, which is an oxymoron. And I go, can I please go home on an airplane? And they go, no. In fact, we're going to frame you for murder. And you're going to go to jail for 30 years. And I go, why are you doing this to me? And they go, because we're Delta Airlines. But with my girlfriend, she would just be like, let's see if Southwest has any flights. So it's better.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
You're a little fat girl, aren't you? No! Live from Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and from Leesburg, Virginia, where I am right now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax. We got a lot of good stuff planned for you today. And for our longtime friends, welcome back. And thank you for spreading the word about TMOS. From Gastonia, North Carolina, to Salina, Kansas, Canterbury Village in Warrenton, Virginia, to Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, Hampden Township, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, big on townships.
Oh, a lot Hampden, of townships.
Hampden Township,
a lot
Pennsylvania.
Of, rotaries as well.
Yes. Word gets around. And Bangui in Central African Republic, TMOS is on the air. So let's get started. Because of COVID-19, we're just talking about it, people need help. And if you want to support charities, you want to support a charity where you know your dollar is going to make a difference. So enter givewell.org. For over a decade, they've helped donors find the charities and projects that do the most good per dollar. It's all about efficiency, and they do the research for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
The Boston Globe calls GiveWell the gold standard for giving. They research charities and handpick the highest impact organizations, and they take no fees. This is such a great concept. I love it. All you got to do is visit givewell.org, where you know you can make a difference. And if you want to have even more impact, donate soon, because any listeners who become new GiveWell donors will have their first donation matched up to $100 when you visit givewell.org/TMOS, then just select podcast and Mike O'Mara at checkout. The matching offer is as good as long as funds last. So get your first donation matched up to $100 at givewell.org/TMOS. When you select podcast and Mike O'Mara, make a difference. Thank you, Mike Oppenheim. What a good guy, huh?
Yeah, I thought, you know, it's interesting because our dynamic when we ask listeners questions when Mike's not here,
it can
flow because Mike literally runs a tight ship, right?
He does.
We're a little more loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
But it would have been fun to have Mike on the line for once, like Mike and Mike.
That's true. The Mike and Mike show.
Mike and Mike. We would have left.
And he was, you know, and this to a fault, I think he was like our seventh talking head, maybe seventh or eighth, something like that.
Who's counting?
To a fault, they are all so easy to work with. All such nice people. And we've got the greatest listeners.
It was nice to reminisce. I would want the show to somehow make it out to Phoenix one time for any number of reasons, because I know Mike's been, but just the idea of visiting a place where it should be, just for the weather alone.
I would love that. You know, and it's funny. It's like that's
summer, of course.
One of my takeaways from our trips to Maine was the weather. Mm-hmm. And you think, you know, it's just going to another state, still United States. It's like a different country.
You don't have to leave the country.
You don't. You don't. You don't have to. Speaking of traveling and friends and people we love, how are you and Pony doing?
Oh, well, my God. Pony and I have become fast friends. Now,
then this has been
friends,
it's been a bumpy week.
Boss.
Then.
Subordinate. And
and in this situation, you're the boss, right?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be the boss, but I got to help him out. I remember I said, whatever happens, man, I know Glenda like will be happy with the end result.
Right.
Because I'm just trying to roll that boulder up a hill.
Right.
I actually mentioned this to Rob
Sisyphus.
Before the show.
No, it's
even better. He's great. He just needed to recalibrate his life. There was moments in the day where he's used to... Pony is now becoming an adult. So we are looking,
and it's time because he's tearing down 40.
We're looking at getting him a machine that he can work on here because somehow he doesn't like Macs and he needs something special for a PC.
I'm Pony. I like Apple.
I'm probably just gonna rip something from my house and be like, "Here you go. It's got a graphics card. here's my gaming machine." So he doesn't have to know it's used.
No, no.
Right here, a lightly used gaming machine. Enjoy.
Hey, give it. You hit it with the Windex before you give it to
Here's
him.
Here's my Alienware. Make sure you don't go too deep
I remember when you built that machine. You're not using it anymore.
I know. Who has the time?
Tell me about it.
So Pony. And all jokes aside, Pony's really coming along nicely. It's been a bumpy road this week, but it was a great Thursday. It was fantastic. I realized that I just have to give him timetables to do tasks. I said, this task should only take 30 minutes.
Right.
If you get to 25 and you need help or 20, please call me from the other room and I can help.
Okay, that's great.
And if you just structure the man, he's good to go.
Like when you go to a mechanic, if you want spark plugs, they say that's a 2-hour job.
Yeah,
that's 2 hours of labor. Boom, you're doing it.
I look at something, I'm like, I've done that before.
Yeah.
I might move a little faster, and he's a little more analytical. So I said, I always tack on a good 20% to it. I'm like, this is how long it can take. 20% more for you, but this is how long it can take.
Right.
Now, the upside of Pony is that usually when I go and work off campus with someone, like I buy them lunch, I try to wine and dine them.
You're extraordinarily generous in that capacity. You always have.
So yesterday I splurged for Wawa with Pony. And he's like, Wawa.
Wawa, not a radio station, it turns out. No. It's a convenience store.
Yes. And we both get the full-long Italian, which is nothing for lunch. You just murder it and roll on.
And by the way, that's a category, so be careful if you search it.
And a bag of regular Utz and two sodas. I buy, I pick up, I leave him working on his tasks. And then
Pony, I don't see Pony drinking a lot of. What sodas does Pony drink?
I know that he's anti diet soda.
Yeah.
So he just drinks full flavor. I just got him whatever was available. It wasn't anything I was really thinking about.
Like a cola?
You can't go wrong with regular Utz. The point I'm making here is I could have bought this sub.
Right.
And I would have been in the black for the rest of the week. He eats so slow where I murdered my sub and I'm like, all right, he probably needs another 20%, another 20 minutes more than I do.
Right.
So I'm going to go get back to work. I was like, hey, take your time. I eat like I'm coming back from a radio break. So excuse me for going so fast.
Right.
We're 20 feet away in this big room. I set up his napkins and his fork and knife and everything. It was snack time, right?
Light a candle.
Taking care of the man. And now he's 37 and I'm 41. And so there's that. But I'm taking care of him. And I look at his sub and I was like, what's wrong with the sub? He literally has 75% of his sandwich left and I've already killed mine.
He is the nibbler.
And I said, well, but you can nibble on a brownie. You can nibble on a bran muffin. Nibble on some trail mix. Not a smelly Italian sub.
Yeah, it must be done.
That does not travel well. It does not maneuver well. It's all oily.
Yes.
And I kid you not.
Yes.
Because I had the plastic bag. He didn't. The 75% of the sub. And I said, okay, well, I guess there's no dinner because there's dinner.
Right.
He takes it, wraps it back up, oily, paper.
Yes, yes. Transparent.
It barely touches chips.
Pony.
And then he takes it and puts it right in his computer bag.
Oh, no, and really?
I said, Pony, dude, pro tip, oily sub. In a computer bag, not good for any components.
Not good. Yes. Not good at all. He's going to have some shiny keyboard.
So, I think he's been an alien for so long and he's been always like dashing away from us that every day it's not even like a blooming onion. It's a new person.
Yeah,
it's a new person. And I do have some real affection for Pony where he talks about his mom and how close they are and like she was coming up and all that stuff. So I can relate to that. But I got to tell you, like, if you ever want to take someone out and feel like a king, you take Pony out. Because he will take that one meal and he will lay it out for 3 days.
Well, that's what happens when you have a 20-inch waist. And here is for a visual component. I've seen this. Imagine this crinkled piece of paper is foil.
Oh,
And in it is a very small sandwich. Okay.
Yes.
Here's Pony at lunchtime.
Wait. And then he crumbled it back, pulled it back up, and puts it away. One sandwich carefully prepared can last a family a lifetime. He's the nibbler.
Matt, give us a thumbs up if you can talk. I know that you got a production in there.
Yeah,
no, it's always a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay.
With like the crust cut off in aluminum foil. It's so funny. Like, I can't picture him eating a sub, even if it's only 25% of the sub.
Do you hear him doing what Rob just said?
Yes,
where he like
absolutely.
Will take a bite and then he's stuffed and he goes right
like,
back
that
in.
Was not
the sandwich never comes entirely out of the foil.
No.
It's like he doesn't want the sandwich to be naked.
It's gravy.
He just shows like the shoulder of the sandwich. Yeah, he does graze.
I don't know anyone that does that.
No, I don't. Like, it's not
even,
healthy.
Even my fit friends.
Right.
Like they get it. They eat it and then they go for a run. Right. That's the like I don't know this. So and
is perhaps the behavior of what I call the solitary man, because he doesn't have to have a lot of social norms when he eats. Obviously, he can't. He's probably not doing pasta night anymore with his swinging friends because of the COVID.
Yeah.
So he's staying at home and unwrapping the foil and wrapping it back up.
But I think he's been like this the entire time because after, I would say, a good 2 hours, he said, hey, what about that sub? Like you want anything for dinner? Or,
you are so focused on the sub.
Not because I wanted it. It's just I wanted to know like
concerned.
What the deal was. Yeah,
of course. It's mysterious.
And he's like, oh, I just, you know, I get full really, really quick. And I said, okay, but is that like, how long are you going to look at that sub as a viable vessel for nutrients? Because I think an Italian sub out in the wild, not refrigerated, is probably good, I would say, max 3 hours. Max.
Well, no, it's got a pretty good shelf life outside of the sogginess factor, because the meats are cured and preserved, and there's no mayonnaise on it.
You know what? Pro tip. No sauces. No tomato. Nothing to sog it up really bad.
Right. And if it's not
that's
got
what he
mayonnaise
wanted. He said
in
no
it.
Sauces. He demanded no sauces.
Okay. He demanded it.
I like mustard. I like oil and vinegar. We're good to go.
You see, mustard, oil, and vinegar, they're not going to spoil very quickly. A mayonnaise or egg-based something will. So you have to be careful with that. That's why I never, ever eat potato salad at a picnic.
I wish I was a grazer. Man. So then another great moment. This is when you really start thinking about your life and the decisions you've made.
Yes.
We were moving a piece of furniture. By this time, my wife had arrived.
My wife.
And my wife, after seeing Pony graze, and I murdered that Italian sub and ate his chips and my chips after a while, I was like, you're not going to eat those. Give me those.
She
looked over. And this is probably something she would have said in private.
Right.
And Pony sometimes can just end up being like a family member. So you're like, oh, I'll just say it.
Yeah.
She said, look, can you pass me, do you mind looking for this and this and that? And I'm looking around. It's like there's wires everywhere. And she's like, it's right next to your gut.
Oh.
Because I was standing at a table.
Sure.
And I know, and sure as ass, I looked down. I was like, well, there's my gut. That I didn't realize it gotten so big. And it's right there, what she needed.
Well, be thankful you're not me, because most things are next to my gut, based on the size of my gut.
Don't give up, people. Don't give up.
Don't give up. And finish your sandwich.
Finish your sandwich. Maybe I should finish less.
And also, get him a 6-inch next time. You're just throwing good money after bad.
And then Pony, when he hears the gut joke, he's like, like in the corner.
Yeah, and then he eats another tic-tac-sized piece of
Pony,
sandwich.
You can laugh at me, but laugh like a man. Don't just giggle in the corner. Listen to your podcast.
Yeah, he there are times that he has a manly laugh, but a lot of times it is.
And I love him. So, fast friends.
I'm glad that things are better.
We end
a lot better than we started this week.
A positive.
And remember, Pony, you got to be in by 3 p.m. every day. We're going to take a break. Oh, you know what?
Yes.
We've been waiting to do the mailbag. Let's do the mailbag and be done with it.
We have time?
We have time!
Damn it.
And we will do it. And no, I'm not going to make Oscar read it.
No,
I promise.
Please don't. Let me try.
Okay, get it out. You know what we can do? Let's leapfrog it.
Yeah, and I'll call the Esau teacher next week for some help.
Hey, Mike, it's Oscar. Help me! Back after this.
summertime is fun time. And you can savor the great taste of summer by shopping at the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Just click the shopping banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and you have instant access to Target and Walmart and all the ingredients you need for a refreshing Billie Eilish eyelash frumpuccino. Because nowadays, being a blue hair doesn't mean you're old. Just pour a quart of almond milk into a Doc Martens brand boot. Add cumin, a small human, a photo of Harry Truman, a song by Gary Newman, and the beard of Sig Ruman. Agitate and strain through a tennis racket. Chill with dry ice, warm with wet ice, and chill out with vanilla ice. Add red hots, four shards of glass, copper dust, old rusty BBs, and Kraft baby marshmallows. Serve in a leather ramekin and enjoy. Follow me for more recipes at the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Another summertime taste treat from Kraft.
I never fail to laugh at some of the posts, a really horrible picture of food, and then just writes, follow me for more recipes. I like that. Sunday. How does the grass look at your comically tiny house, Oscar?
It's green, baby. It's green now because it's Sunday.
Sunday is this great service. What you do is you just put in your zip code, put in your address, and they know using satellite technology.
It's like custom Rogaine for your lawn.
They should have that on the website. That's brilliant.
I am serious. Like,
that is so great. They know exactly, based on your soil and your weather patterns, exactly what you need. They will mail it to you. They include a nozzle. You put it on your hose. You basically water your lawn for 15 minutes, and you're done. The results, you will see results. We saw results with Mike within a week, and they're so brilliant. They saw that Mike in Maine, they said, you probably have dandelion trouble. Here's some dandelion stuff. And Mike's dandelions are gone. It's absolutely fantastic. Cool. It's all done by science. It used to take hundreds of dollars or an entire day to get your yard looking good. Now all you need is 15 minutes and Sunday. You don't need to know everything about soil, grass, or micronutrients to have a great lawn. So if you're not 100% sure what your lawn needs to be green, no worries. Just get Sunday. Visit GetSunday.com for $20 off your summer plan when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's GetSunday.com. Promo code TMOS for $20 off your summer plan. Get Sunday. Get Sunday today.
Rob, I'm going to have Maddie do all the reading.
Okay.
Right, so then we think we just react. Does that work? Maddie, come on.
Yeah, let me get the mail bag.
Thank you.
Okay, because it's not about us.
It's all about you.
Postponed from Tuesday.
Postponed.
Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Friday, everybody. It's the mailbag. Good call on Maddie, I think.
Yeah, that would give me hosts. And yeah, I saw her texting, so I was like, maybe she's bored.
Not a lot of focus.
Maybe she's bored. No, she's doing like 20 jobs at once.
I understand. So now, with the new Maddie spin, let Maddie make you gladdy. It is the TMOS mailbag. Try not to make the Godzilla cough.
I did have to clear my throat.
Just
so,
for a second, can you just say that? Can you tell Rob Ford that Rob and Oscar say hi?
Rob. Oscar and Rob say hi. He gives a wave.
Yeah, he's in full.
A man of few words.
Yeah, he's in full producer mode.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, he's doing all his tricks?
He's good. He's one of the best, so I appreciate it.
He is. Yeah, top 10 at the station. Okay.
All right. Fellas. Those oversized, jacked-up, noisy douchebag pickup trucks, with or without flags of flying, are referred to as truck holes.
Oh, that's Mike talked about them driving around Maine and even around churches.
Truckles?
Truck holes.
Truck holes. Okay.
Like an a-hole.
Oh, gotcha.
We have plenty of them down here in the suburbs of Portland, too. Love the show. I'm a listener since the mid-90s and bonus subscriber for the past couple of years. Thanks. Dave Adams in Yarmouth, Maine.
This goes for any flag because I saw not just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What looked like an off-road, like in Baja, California, they have these huge cartoon-sized trucks that just run off into the desert.
Exactly, yeah.
So this thing blew by a Volvo and it had a Black Lives Matter flag. And I said, you're making everybody look bad. Because the flag was cartoon size, but I felt like this gentleman just threw it in his car so he could run around and do what he wanted, but he was making a statement. And I'm for Black Lives Matter.
Of course. You know what we might want to look into, since we have a certain overlap with the truck-buying public? What about TMOS flags?
Ooh.
Be nice.
You know what? No, because we got to buy them ahead of time. You know what that happens when that happens? They just get stored downstairs.
That's true. Yes. That's true.
Yeah. Lots of t-shirts being given away soon.
Soon.
You know from where? Las Vegas. We had to buy them first.
All right. Moving right along.
That was another perfect plan.
Thank you.
Question for Rob.
Yes.
My wife just got a job in the grocery game. She can become a cashier when she memorizes the produce codes. Did you have a strategy to learn the codes from Chewy Ochoa?
Yes, actually I did. To be a Safeway checker or a part-time food clerk, PTFC as we called them back in the day, you had to know 50 by heart, the top 50 things. And because of that, you had to, you also had the book, like the sheet in front of you in case you needed to reference what they were. But you needed to know the top 50 codes. And so what I did was I picked the most common ones, memorized them, like three at a time, and then like a building strategy. Like bananas and apples. I can still remember bananas were 158, golden delicious apples 123, and I believe red delicious apples were 572.
What was the naughtiest product code you remember?
For 69. The naughtiest product.
Never mind. He ruined it.
No, you said the naughtiest.
I just thought there was like something else. Like
No. Well, I do know this. Safeway brand. This is why this is in my head. I don't know. Safeway sandwich bread never scanned right because of the way they printed the wrapper. So I had to put it in by hand every time. It was 21130180026.
Oh my God.
And every time I saw sandwich bread, I would just do that 10-digit code because it was easier than trying to make it scanned. But anyway, yeah, start with your most common ones and then build on it. That's how you do it.
That's crazy.
It is.
Thank you.
Right. Dave Gregokek? Sorry, Dave.
Gegokek
writes, I just finished listening to your Talking Heads interview with the curator from the Holocaust Museum. What an amazing interview. I was hanging on every word. Absolutely great job. You guys are the best. Thanks. That
people
was nice.
Love the Talking Heads segment. I think it's fun to
Did
get
I
to know the
that?
People.
Yes.
Yeah, you were out that week.
Like...
Yeah. No, Maddie, he was here, remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you just weren't paying attention.
Okay.
Of course. All right. Hi. In day two of Zoom kindergarten with my child, it's clear that this is already second nature to the kids, while their parents are struggling. The kids are polite, patient, and automatically know what all the buttons do. They mute and unmute to talk in neat little bursts.
Aww.
The parents break in on the teachers mid-sentence in a panic because they can't change the name at the bottom of their screen, etc. It's both amusing and exhausting. Someday, Mars will be covered in little Walter Cronkites. Little Walter Cronkites. Adam Fike.
I like that.
That's
the
sweet.
Kids know what they're doing. It's
yeah,
funny
the kids
to watch
do
them
know.
Go.
Hit
they
the buttons.
Do. Yeah.
Buttons. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've been waiting for our season to start, but you can finally add that to the Mike O'Mara Show is being listened to from historic Lakewood Theater in Madison, Maine.
Nice.
Hey, that's cool.
Our theater is the longest running summer theater in the country since 1901, and we entered our shortened 120th season earlier
this month.
They may be interested to learn that as of an off-Broadway tryout theater in its heyday, Lakewood has been home to a multitude of stars, including Humphrey Bogart, Ooh. Groucho Marx, Betty White, John Travolta, and so many more.
Wow.
That is so cool that they would, you know, before a show would break on Broadway, they'd take it to Maine and, like, work out the details.
Can I ask a quick dumb question?
Yeah.
Why is Summer Stock called Summer Stock?
Because I may be proven wrong on this. Summer Stock was done sort of in place of Broadway because of the heat. They would go to other places that weren't on Broadway and tour because it was a cooler, literally
oh, so
a temperature.
So Summer Stock is a tour? It's not like a place or New York?
No, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll find out.
Please.
I'll find out. Yeah. But I think it has to do with the weather.
All right.
Hmm. If you ever find your way back to Maine in happier times, I would be honored to give you a tour and treat you like the first class to a first class meal at our restaurant. Jake
cool.
Junkins.
Where's that located?
Maine.
Lakewood, Maine.
All right. I like that. Let's
All
go.
Right.
Pilgrimage next year.
That's right. Very cool.
Love it.
Maybe John Travolta will still be there.
Hi, boys. Please say happy birthday to my husband, Stefan Ads. He's a huge fan, and he listens every day. Well, to be fair, the kids and I all listen. Now we have to now because we are all home together all the time, every day, always.
It's Stefan?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, let me jump in for one second. I misspoke. Don't call me. I love when your phone says spam risk. I'm going to answer that. Summer Stock Theater is a theater that presents stage productions only in the summer. The name combines the season tradition of staging shows by a resident company and reusing stock scenery and costumes. Oh. But also it says they take advantage of seasonal weather by oftentimes having their productions outdoors.
So
it does have to do with the weather.
Not really.
But not for
that
the reason
like
I had to
end.
Say.
It's just like a scratch and dent theater.
It like the dog you're going to get your mom.
Okay, so Stefan, a one, a two, a three. Yeah. Happy birthday, Stefan. Thank you for listening.
Yay.
John Travolta.
Thank you, Jocelyn Fleischman. Hey, guys, I hope all is well. In case you don't remember me, I'm the guy who won the platinum ticket. Oh, nice.
Very cool.
I've been in self-isolation with my wife since March, and we're holding strong and staying healthy. I've been wanting to let you know that I know that all of our worlds have been turned upside down this year, and my trip to visit Mike might be delayed, as nobody in their right mind would want to visit Florida right now.
Yeah, good idea.
True, except for Mike.
Yeah, he's only going to drive 30 hours to do it, though.
Love all you guys and stay safe. Glad Julia is going to stay home instead of returning to the current Petri dish that is VCU. Go, yes. Rams, go. Have a great day. Cheers, Wade Newman.
Woot.
Very
Thank
cool.
Thank you, Wade. Look forward to seeing you.
Moving along, who is the voice at the end of every show that says bye-bye? Thanks, Doug Meyer, St. Charles, Missouri.
It is actually, it's me. I said bye-bye, Dan. No, I'm kidding. The tape that Mike plays is John McLaughlin from the McLaughlin Group.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
I had somebody write in, and I know this is a Don and Mike thing, but do you still have Julia when she was a little kid somewhere
saying
in your
hello?
Machine? Yes.
I believe I might have it in a machine. I would
a
have
machine.
To look for it. A machine, yes. As you know, I purchased an instant replay machine at one point.
Rob, can you tell Maddie about this so she can have something to look forward to next Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yes, I need it to get me through the weekend.
We had, when we worked in terrestrial radio at WJFK in Fairfax, sometimes the kids would come by, and I always tried to get them to record something, which was always fun. Robert was on an actual Lay's potato chip commercial. It was great. It was so fun. But when we were doing a mic check, it was so, Julia was so slick and polished, even as a kid. She's like 3 years old. Yeah. We said, we need to get the level of your voice. And she goes up to the microphone, hello. And we isolated it, and we used
it
for many, many years.
Like, I remember it would bring me joy, and I didn't even know Rob as a listener.
Yeah.
And it would, I'd be like, it's just like the sweetest hello.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. It is great. I have to find that.
All right. Last
letter. If not,
I'll
get her to record it again, and they'll go, hello.
Fair enough. Last letter. Hey, guys. I would like to apologize to Maddie.
Oh,
here we go.
When I was listening to the show, she mentioned she was going to be staying at the Princess something when she went to Ocean City. I knew she was talking about the Princess Bayside. I was. My stepfather was the food and beverage director there back in the early 2000s, and it was a crap shack back then. We only hung out at the bar because of my friends and I got free drinks. We would pregame there and then head to Secrets next door, where I also got free drinks since I was a bouncer there.
Wow.
We once found our way into a party in a room there, and they had a hot tub. What? There was cocaine on the coffee table and plenty of seepage in the hot tub. That is disgusting.
Maddie, it's pronounced Sherberg.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, sorry.
It's also pronounced button, but whatever.
Button.
All right. As soon as I heard Princess something, I should have tried to reach out to warn her. Yes, you should have. Maddie, I seek your forgiveness as I can't have the cheese queen be angry at me. Mm. Keep up the great work. Love you all. Mike Fletcher.
Do you accept his apology?
I think I'm going to need a couple days to process, but I don't hold a grudge for very long.
Somebody That's knew good. Where you were going,
I know.
And they didn't warn you.
I needed a heads up.
Mm. And to be fair, the Princess something was better than the sea lights.
Well, I don't know. That's a real toss-up, Rob.
That's a toss-up.
I can't lie.
Maddie, thank you for bringing your vocal skills to our mailbag.
Anytime.
Fantastic.
You can always get into the mailbag at rob@mikeomarashow.com. When we come back, I got a question about etiquette. And I want Oscar's take on it. Oscar's okay. take.
Oscar's
We're back
take.
After this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times.
Bill.
And it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. Ooh. And remember, it's not creepy because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart, socially distance. Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
Don't tell her. I love Cornerstone First Financial. As a matter of fact, I'm currently working with them to get adjustments made to my financial profile. Joe Rogers is a hero. He immediately will hand you five options that'll improve your life. And if your mortgage is 3.25% or higher, remember when 3.25 was like a great rate? Yeah, well, it's not anymore. If it's 3.25 or higher, you need to call our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Mark Livingstone is amazing. He's a disruptor. Did you know this, Oscar?
I did not know that.
That's true, because they are so low. The rates at CFF are so low, they've become a disruptor, and their service and programs are unparalleled. You see, they are both a lender and a broker, so they can do it all. From A to Z. And right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. So you owe it to yourself to at least look in to getting this thing lower and saving yourself. It's real easy to do. Interest rates on the 30-year fix have fallen into the twos. Two for the first time ever. So you need to call my buddy Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial right now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. At this level, you'll probably never have to refinance again, and that's a pretty good feeling. So whether it's a purchase or a refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing.
They will take care of you.
They will. One of my least favorite sounds, and I don't know why it's gotten to annoy me so much, and you hear it a lot on TV shows and movies now, is a cell phone vibrating on a table. I hate
that.
Why
do you hate that?
I don't know. I just don't like it. But it made me, it occurred to me when I was thinking of that. Have you ever called? It's so weird now because you can text people 24 hours a day. You can email all the time and not be a disruptor like they are at Cornerstone First Financial. But in the old days, if you had to call someone on the phone, it was like 9 o'clock was sort of the level of cutoff at night. 10 if somebody had died.
I think it still is technically when I have to text someone that is older at least.
Yeah,
I was like, and it's a little late. Just letting you know, like if it's Mike, right?
Yeah.
I know he at least he used to go to bed around 8:30.
Yeah. So. Well, he needs the time to calm down after Final Jeopardy.
That is true. That is so. True. But I think now he's got. I think his entire schedule is different. He's got to go to bed. I imagine 11, 12 these days.
I think he probably goes to bed even earlier because of the fasting. Because if you're sleeping, you ain't eating.
Ooh, I didn't think. But he is eating.
He is eating, but only during those specified hours.
No. He's eating. Like, he told me he cheats all the time on that.
Oh, I didn't know it was all the time.
Yeah.
That's the slowest fast in
town. I
mean,
I could be wrong, but, like, that did,
He had the carne with you.
And the lamb. Like, I said no to the lamb. He said, we'll have the lamb. If the guy said something else, I'm sure we'd have taken it. Lobster, why not?
Sure. Lamb is such a weird cheat.
Why do we even know? I looked at the guy, I'm like, lamb?
Lamb?
Do you have meatballs?
I mean, properly prepared, one of my favorite things at the Chinese restaurant Peking Gourmet that you tend to poo-poo, but I love it. They do a lamb chop that is amazing. And as a matter of fact, when Bill Clinton ate there, that's what he ordered. That's the one thing President Clinton ever said to me, because I was taking his picture with Julia, and it was an old, I think, a Nokia flip phone, and I wasn't good at taking pictures. And buying time. And I said, what did you have for dinner, Mr. President? Just trying to pad. He said, I had the lamb chops. They were great. But it's just lamb is like something from the 40s. No one eats it anymore.
Well, Mike O'Mara did.
He said it made him feel not so good.
Yeah. I might have been the sangria too. Who knows?
Oh, yes, of course. Sangria and lamb.
If you go out with me, I'll tell the world what you did.
Peach. Goes together like peas and carrots.
Yes.
So this survey comes out. Whose fault is it if your phone wakes you up during the night? Is it your fault for leaving your phone on, or is the fault of the person who calls you?
Oh, damn it.
It's a pretty valid question, I think, because I silence my phone.
Let's pretend like we're not running a business and we're supposed to get calls at any time, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I feel like if my wife's phone goes off, like, and it's not important because it's a TMZ pop-up or something like that,
yeah,
that's her fault.
Yeah.
If that happens to me, which it does all the time, that's my fault.
Okay. Do you silence your phone when you put your head on the pillow?
Because I always feel like I'm going to miss a call that's important, and or like something happens at work, or security calls because they need a code, or something happens, like whatever
that's
it is.
True. You are the linchpin of many different solutions.
Well, I also live closest, so who's going to run to the office? It's me to close the door, right?
That's true. Well, and Pony doesn't like to drive at night.
No. Enough about Pony.
You're right.
I'm saying that I don't see how you could pretend that it would be the other person's fault regardless.
This is weird. 50% of people say it's your own fault, but 36% say it's the other person's fault.
No.
I don't know.
Those people are selfish.
I silence my phone, but I do have it, you know, it's inches from my head. It's on my nightstand. Mm-hmm. I have the charger for it there and everything. And I've gotten it. And that's what brings it back. That shouldn't wake me up, but I've gotten, so I hate that sound so much that it does wake me up.
Even on
I
can Ambien? Sleep,
yeah. Well, not on Ambien, okay. No. Especially not with Ambien and booze.
My friend Schmosker Montana said, hey, he wishes his friend Ario Spiewak would maybe mail him some, Ambien pills.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yes. Selling a prescription medication through the mail, I think that's legal, right?
I mean, I told him, look, you asked for trouble.
I'm going to put it in a Tic Tac container. So
when
think
you
it's
send
mint.
A red check.
Yeah, who knows? You know what? Maybe there'll be a little something extra in your envelope this week. Okay.
I wouldn't know that because it's not me.
Yeah, I always have to blame the other person. I think it's the other person's fault. Don't call out of the time window, and especially in a
day. What's your time window? I call you all the time. Am I disturbing you on a regular basis?
No. I'm saying like between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Okay.
You would never call me then.
But I have, and then if I call twice, it's going to break through, right? That's what happens. So even if you have it on Do Not Disturb.
Well, I don't put it on Do Not Disturb. I silence it. I turn the ringer
so there's
off.
There's no breaking through to Rob.
No, but I'm saying, I hear that noise, and I get it.
I'll call your home phone. I'll find you.
You could do that. Yeah, I'll find you. That's right. You have a certain
X-ray set
of
on the
skills.
Pills. I don't know why that rolled off my tongue.
Yeah, I won't mail them. Brent check. All right. This is funny. You're sleepy, and I love
it. I'm so tired.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Reach. It's time for Regis.
God, I miss you all. Remember that time I was in Times Square? I was walking over to do Millionaire, and I stopped to buy a hot dog from a street vendor. Hot dog cart, you know? He asked me how I wanted it. Regis said, drag it through the garden. Onions and sauerkraut and lots of mustard. So I take a bite, and just then, Harvey Fierstein yells to me from a cab. He screams, hey, Regis, you know, with his voice and that thing he does. And I get this huge blotch of Goulden's mustard right in my tie. Boy, that Goulden's is good. Yellow mustard. Mayor Koch used to love it on a sandwich. Sometimes Ed Koch and I would get sandwiches and talk about the old days. Wow. And remember when Jack Parr got fired? What a nice guy, but a hothead. He had a temper like Zero Mostel. Oh boy, what a blowhard. I saw Fiddler on Broadway 16 times, but I never stayed to the end. No spoilers, please. I'll watch it someday, or maybe I'll buy the DVD from the TMOA Shopping Center. That's it. Regis loves to click the banner ad at MikeOmeraShow.com. Target and Walmart, they have it all. So much mustard. Gilbert, bring me a towel.
You know, I was on the shopping center site. They got everything.
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 But that's not why we brought you here, Oscar. If you wanted to check out something that was on your doorstep right now, you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
You're not at home.
Yes.
But if you wanted to check out your front door right now, you could.
Ring doorbell, baby.
Exactly. Mm. It's like having someone home all the time. And the beauty of it is, the people that ring the Ring doorbell and you talk to them, they probably think you're at home. You
yes.
could be anywhere. You give the impression that you're home. And it's important. We got to keep an eye on our house more than usual these days because we're getting more deliveries all the time. They're the scourge.
Old Johnny Depp rolling up on you.
Not good. Luckily with Ring, you can keep your home safe no matter where you are. Ring is on a mission to make your neighborhood safer. From video doorbells to security cameras to smart security lighting and alarm systems, Ring has everything you need to make sure your family and belongings are safe and secure anytime, anywhere. Someone like Mike has it in Maine, and he can keep track of... I mean, he's on the road this week. How can he keep track of it? He can keep track of everything.
I like it because it's peace of mind.
That's what it is.
Peace of mind.
That's right. Can't put a price on it. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's all you need to start building custom security for your home today. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. And who knows, maybe your video will go viral.
Yes.
Always a chance.
I wonder how many kids get locked out of their house, at least pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Because now they're all locked in their house. Right. But
I wonder how many kids get locked in their house.
If I was a kid, and yeah. I would get locked out all the time. We had a hide a key, but it really looked like a rock, so you'd never find the rock. It was a disaster.
I thought it actually was a rock.
So I would have to go to Mr. Ganini's house, which was down the street.
Hey, Oscar, you locking yourself out again? That's just so sad.
So I'd have to call my mom at work and say, which rock is it? Like, was it the one with the spots and dots? And she'd get all mad and hang up on me, and I'd finally find. But that little, that would be great. That would be fantastic.
So perfect.
Like, you're not a latchkey kid anymore. You're a Ring doorbell kid.
So did you have the key that you forgot? The key that I always forgot was on a shoestring necklace. So I'd wear it around my neck. Did you do that? Did you do that?
I did that for a while. And then everybody would ask about the key. So then I would put it in my shorts. And when you're a kid and you got those little kid shorts, they don't hold anything.
Well, I mean, so I hope you mean the pocket.
The pocket, yeah.
Yeah, shorts.
Yeah, but there was a good run of, I would say, 5 years.
Right.
Where the pockets they made, at least when I was little, I was like, this is just big enough for the key and maybe like a cookie, right?
Yeah.
So I'd walk around the neighborhood with a cookie, and I always felt that, and then I thought I had the key, but every time I'd get back home, no key. I must have
walked around
the
neighborhood with a cookie.
When you're a kid, you don't know it's going to make crumbs. Times a mom would just be yelling upstairs. She's like, what did you do? I was like, I took a cookie for the road.
A cookie for the road? A road cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a travel cookie.
And my mom would never buy Chips Ahoy. She'd buy like the Designer Imposter Chips Ahoy.
Oh, wasn't it El Chocolate Ayayay?
No, it was whatever Giant had that was not Chips Ahoy.
Giant.
And they were the worst.
Yeah, not so good.
That and Safeway Select. Never what they should be.
Well, Safeway Select was an effort to sort of rebrand and elevate the store brand. Before Safeway Select, there were things like Cragmont soda, which was not okay. And if you go back far enough, there was a Safeway brand beer called Brown Derby.
No, I don't want that. That
predates
terrible.
That predates me.
That's
I heard
like what
it was
happens
horrible.
After you drink Brown Derby.
Now you see. Now you ruined it.
I ruined
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I have a question. You are doing. I want to give. We're probably a third of the way through our
third
day.
Third of the way. It's been like 20 hours.
Because we've got the bonus show to do today, which is exciting. But you're doing great considering you didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
I got
night.
Zero sleep. Zero.
I'm on no sleep, Jerry.
I got zero sleep. And it's my fault. But there's a project that we've started. You'll hear about it later. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to set the team up for success, as they say.
Yeah, and you're good at it. You're
and
good
I
at
pounded
it.
Three Diet Mountain Dews during Big O and Dukes, so I was up.
Yeah.
And instead of going home and seeing my wife, I went straight to the other office and just said, all right, I'll start working here. Then next thing you know, it's like 3 a.m., and then I was watching the Lincoln Projects feed of the RNCs, the final.
Yeah.
By the way, way to scare us. Way to scare us. Like, it just...
Well, I was scared that he would never...
I can't wait to see the fact checks on that. Jeez.
I was scared that he wasn't going to ever stop talking.
The Lincoln Project's presentation was a 10. The speech was garbage, in my eyes. Yeah. But that politics aside, moving on. Yeah.
Maddie, if you doubt he's sleepy, roll back that sentence he just said. Yes. It's like not even talking with Oscar.
Yes. and I think next thing you know, it's like, 3 a.m. and I was like, it's maybe 3 hours more of work. Let's just get through that.
You see, this is where you made, and this is a mistake that is often made by college students when you get to a certain point in the night and you say, you know what? At this point, might as well just stay up all night.
I said, why as well just finish the heavy lifting? Because if I leave now in the middle of this process, I know that I'm the only one that knows how far we've gone.
Right.
And then you know who was being deployed there? Pony was.
Now, we're not talking about him anymore.
That's true. Him and my wife were going there next, and I was like, oh, no. Not that they do a bad job, but I knew exactly what I had done.
You had a plan in mind that you needed to finish what you start. But still, always there's a point, there's like a chip or a switch that flips in your brain sometime around 3 a.m. when you decide that it's going to be okay, maybe even beneficial, to stay up the whole night, and it never is.
I saw a Red Bull in the corner of the room, and I said, you know, if I drink that, I'll get another 3 hours. So, I was wrong, and it's always fun when... So I've met, I would say, half of the team members on the security team in that building. This actually has a roving security guard.
Yeah.
And this gentleman rolled up on me, and I had taken my shoes off because at this point I got dress shoes on, so like I got my dress socks on, and I'm walking around like I'm John McClane in Nakatomi Towers.
Right.
Because it's late, nobody's in the building, it's just me.
And you got no shoes on.
I got no shoes. I got my dress pants,
yeah.
I got my undershirt, and I'm pulling cable. And the guy turned the corner, and I swear, it looked like he saw an intruder. And
well, he's not expecting you at all.
He's not expecting me. But he should have heard the music. I was like playing George Michael, I was playing all these 80s hits. I was like, whatever.
Oh, so he was expecting to see a woman.
Probably. Listening to soft rock.
Yeah, of course.
So I said, I turned the corner, I see him, and he startled me because I was like, I work here.
Yeah, I'm sure you startled each other.
Hands up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry, because I didn't have a mask on because nobody was there.
Of course.
I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have a mask. We have a broadcast tomorrow. I'm just, and he just looked at me, nodded, walked away, and probably was like, I'm never going on that floor again late night. Weird stuff goes on.
You know what you should have done, Oscar, is given him the cookie out of your pocket.
I was so hungry.
I bet.
You know what they do during pandemics with the vending machines? They don't fill them.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You should have called Pony to bring that other sandwich in.
I bought milk duds that were literally 6 months old.
You know what? Even fresh, not a good choice. I mean, dud is part of their name.
Nuts.
Not okay. No nuts in milk duds. Mm. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to do the final audio vault of the week. And Oscar is going to bottle up some of that incredible energy.
Finish line.
And share it with all of us. We're back after this. My knees started shaking. Okay.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel. Or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one.
Yeah.
And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
You want to talk about a weird coincidence?
Weird.
An email came in during that promo. O'Reilly wanting to come back on the show to hawk his new book. That's weird.
You know what's also weird?
What's that?
You and Maddie are going to do the audio vault because I have to put out a fire in the other room.
Go do it. I love catering to Maddie. And Maddie, let's talk about the bonus show because I know that's your favorite part of the week.
It is. Yeah.
The bonus show is so cool because it is an extra hour of TMOS content that is uncensored, unfiltered, commercial free, and it can be yours for just pennies a day. And if you subscribe, you get every bonus show we've ever done, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. I've got so much good stuff planned for the bonus show. Do you want a sneak peek? Because we're recording it today.
Wait, yes. Can I just add something real quick?
Yes.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh, so you're done.
I mean, it's 5 minutes. I gotta go. Dude, this is gonna take longer than 5 minutes. I'll see you at the bonus show.
Hey, I'll see you there.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Bye, bye. I've got a great. You are a foodie.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I've got a food quiz for you guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
See, put you up against Oscar. So there will be competition. I have a couple great stories I want to tell, and also music. If you like tunes, I got a great musical set. See, that's the thing about the bonus show. There are no restrictions on time or format, so we can do anything we want.
All right. What kind of music, though, Rob? Is it the Beatles?
There are no Beatles songs in this survey.
Okay.
What it is, actually, it is a historical survey that covers 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
And
everyone
today.
Loves even the boss. So anyway, what you want to do is subscribe to the bonus show. It's real easy to do. Just click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and a subscription just might cure your pink eye. Go,
nice.
It's your passport to the Asport. Tune in now. And now back to a special R-rated version of the 2020 Republican National Convention already in progress. I think that Trump is just finishing up, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God.
He spoke for 71 minutes last night.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, I did. I fell asleep, woke up. You're still talking.
I'm back, great baby. Fire. I'm back.
That's awesome. Great, great. So you have to resend your chow-chow, then.
I'll take back the round round.
Perfect. And so let's open up the audio vault for today, which is August 28th, 2020. This is, I don't like to play these when Mike isn't here. But
why?
I don't want to save this because I want it to be fresh. It's a new quarantine. It's just that Mike's not here
Mike
to blow
hates
it up.
Oh, no. Quarantunes.
That's why
do
I love
them. Do you love them?
No.
I thought the last one we blew up had some promise.
I love to see Mike hate a quarantune. That's what I love. Anyway, this is a little John Cougar action for you. It's called Trump and Biden.
Little ditty about Trump and Biden. Two old dudes who want to be president.
That's terrible. I don't know why. I like it when people do parody songs, but maybe you guys are burned on them.
No, I think what it is that there's the hack factor.
The hack factor
is very, very high. So let's focus on something that we can all agree on. The moment, moment.
Ciao, ciao.
All right, bye-bye. He loves doing exits and entrances.
It keeps things exciting.
It does. At least it doesn't interrupt the flow of the show. That's what I like about it. Mitch McConnell had, I think, the most important statement last night. During the RNC, a lot of things were said, a lot of scary things were said, but this really jumped out at me.
Today's Democrat Party doesn't want to improve life for middle America. They want to tell you what kind of car you can drive and even how many hamburgers you can eat.
How many hamburgers you can eat.
That's exactly what we want.
Well, the thing is that I believe that 2020 has just become the year of the hamburger election.
Yes, I would agree with that.
So that's the one that I added 30 minutes to everything, and everything spilled over last night. That was a long evening. I am so glad the convention is over so I can get back to bed at a normal time.
I know, thank God. Because
I don't want to miss anything. This is horrifying. A very popular TikTok video, a former McDonald's employee revealing secrets about working at McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Now, I read today, I jotted this down, McDonald's feeds 68 million people every day. That is just about 1% of the world's population.
That's
so
insane.
So 1% of the population goes to McDonald's, but they probably don't know these. Mike used to always complain that the ice cream machine was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he was doing two shows, when he was doing the morning show and the podcast, he would stop and get an ice cream cone and eat it in an elementary school parking lot to make sure he didn't fall asleep on the ride.
It's not a weird long story at all.
No, it's very...
It's normal.
Very detail specific for me, for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway... Keep this in mind from a McDonald's former employee.
Here are some secrets I know from working at McDonald's. First one, the ice cream machine is actually rarely broken, at least at my location. We just didn't want to change those heavy bags of shake mix. Asking for fries no salt is just annoying. Just say you want the fries dropped fresh. 9 times out of 10, the fries are already dropped fresh. We're actually not allowed to take tips, just in case you wanted to dip us. But I still took them, though. The sweet tea was made in a mop bucket.
The sweet tea was made in a mop
bucket.
You're
lying.
I don't know if she's lying or not. But remember, and I would love the next time if they say the ice cream machine is broken, wouldn't it be great to just say, is it broken or are you lazy?
Just pull up that video.
Yeah. Are you, say, or are you broken? And I'll take one mop bucket of sweet tea, please.
That is so nasty, but I wouldn't expect anything else from McDonald's.
No, and I'm not a sweet tea guy anyway.
Oh, well, then you're fine.
That is. So I remember when Julia had an iPod, this pre-phone stuff.
Yes.
She would take her earbuds and put them in her nostrils and open her mouth. And
the sound would come out, right?
It would kind of come out. Yeah. It was like a natural amplification system, which is what I thought of when I saw this gentleman who put an earbud mic in his mouth, shut his mouth, and then drummed on his head.
Hear me out.
That's pretty great.
Oh, my God. How do you not swallow and choke on that? That's crazy.
I don't know.
Good for him.
But I bet he loves sweet tea.
Ugh.
Good world record broken this week, and this is one that I'm looking into. The world's tallest mohawk. How tall would you think is the world's tallest mohawk?
I'm going to say 2 feet.
You are way off. 42 and a half inches.
Oh, I feel like a champion to hold the Guinness World Record title for the tallest full mohawk. It takes about an hour if I have my hairdresser there and a crew of people to help me.
I love his hair long. I love his hair up in a full Mohican mohawk. Very sexy.
I bet his wife is responsible for the ice cream machine at McDonald's.
Oh, no. And I bet they would have kids who have those little mohawks and they think that they look cute, but they don't.
I hate a kid in a mohawk.
Stop doing that, everyone.
There was a legendary story of my family growing up that there were five boys in my family before my grandfather and grandmother ever had my mom. So there was a lot of boys running around. So when they did haircuts, my grandfather would just line them up in the backyard with a set of clippers and buzz them and send them on their way like an assembly line.
Yeah.
A neighborhood kid that nobody knew came up and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "We're doing haircuts." He says, "Will you give me a mohawk?" My grandfather said, "Yep,"
and gave him
a mohawk and sent him home.
Just ran away?
Never heard from him again.
That's awesome.
So if you have a mohawk, remember, the new record got to be 43 inches. Mm. A 43-inch mohawk. That's what we're doing. And let's close with this. I like this. This is if Kellyanne Conway was on Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
Let me take you down, because I'm going to...
The nurse who finished a 12-hour COVID shift.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
The teacher who took extra time to help students adjust.
Incorrect.
The small business owner striving to reopen.
No.
The single mom with two kids, two jobs, two commutes.
No.
Strawberry fields forever.
That's right.
Don't miss Kellyanne Conway on the next Jeopardy.
And remember, Kellyanne Conway's staying at home because she wants more time to scare her kids.
Right, of course.
That's her plan. So that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good weekend, everybody. There'll be a bonus show today, so stick around for that. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag. And if you want to be a talking head, thank you so much for Mike Oppenheimer for being a great talking head today. Love talking to him. Just reach me, Rob with two Bs. That's R-O-B-B at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's where you can find the shopping center and the Patron Society. So don't ignore it. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, my co-host, Matty Masiello, and Pony Boy, who we're not talking about anymore. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao again.
Do you mean it?
Yes.
No, no take backs.
So sincerely.
Thank you.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Streaming.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.